Welcome to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We are empowered by the Spirit. How many of you out there want to be filled with joy each and every day? Well, if you want to be filled with joy, you're listening in to the right show, because that's the title of our show. And we have two people that are filled with joy every day. My bride, who has been filled with joy for the last 43 years, being married to me right
now. Had to work at it.
What? Marianne Greco, great to have you here. And God is healing that elbow, right?
Yes.
And Catherine Emily Hughes, lay evangelist and one of the leaders of Spirit-Filled Hearts, is back again by popular demand. Great to have you on the show.
Thank you.
And this joy topic is so critical, my brothers and sisters. Call up your friends and your neighbors and other parishioners and have them dial in to the show. We are broadcasting here from Christ Cathedral, talking about the importance of joy, and God just kind of gave you that whole definition of what joy is, right, Marianne? What is it?
Well, each year I pray to the Lord to give me a word for Advent. And so the first year he gave me the word joy. And I started to think, what does it mean? And he gave me the words J is for Jesus, O is for over, and Y is for you, Jesus over you. That if I put Jesus over myself, that's where the joy comes, and that Jesus is the supreme joy.
So there's a big difference between joy and happiness, Marianne, and that difference is that happiness is fleeting. I used to get really excited when UCLA would win a football game or something.
Oh, yes, you did.
Yeah, and you know, and don't hold that against me now, but whatever it might be, you know, there may be some particular event where you get all excited, you get a raise, whatever it might be, but those things are fleeting.
Absolutely. Let's give an example using your UCLA football, is that when they had a touchdown, you had pure happiness. But then on the other hand, when the other team had a touchdown, your happiness was gone. So happiness is fleeting.
Happiness is fleeting, but joy stays forever. Why is joy so important in our Christian walk, Katie?
I think joy is a sign that, one, of your faith, that despite all things, you're joyful and that nothing can take away your joy. And it's a gift from God, and it means you are a child of God, and knowing that, you have joy. And so it's very important in your spiritual life to be joyous.
Blessed Mother Teresa talked a lot about joy and how she wanted her sisters to always have joy on their face and joy in their hearts. And her comment was that there's enough depression already in the world, there's enough anxiety and hopelessness and so forth, that we as Christians, my brothers and sisters, need to have that joy. But when you talk about joy, you talk about surrender, Katie, because we have to surrender our hearts to Jesus and have him fill us, because that is the foundation of everything.
When you speak of the surrendering, part of that is emptying your soul of yourself. Everything isn't about you. And when you are empty and you die to yourself, and then you allow Jesus to enter you and fill you up with his love, well, all you can feel at that point, when you're focused on him and being filled with that joy and have surrendered, is his love and joy. And that is who you are. And when you are joyful, you are Jesus to others, and you exemplify what it means to be Christian, what it means to have faith, and not just say, I'm a Christian, but actually have that fullness of that faith.
We see this in John 15, in which Jesus said about the vine and the branches that, you know, he said, I am the true vine. My Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. And every one that he does, he prunes so it bears more fruit. Remain in me as I remain in you. And what's so important is that the branches are really the one that bears fruit where we are. But we bear fruit when we want let Jesus grow within us.
It's really focusing on the Lord. It's the joy is from our centering on Him and allowing Him to be, in a sense, the vine. And so the fruit of joy comes when we center on Him, not on the things of the world, but on Him and His, as Katie said, His love. And when we approach everything with that, it changes our whole demeanor and changes our whole life to be filled with joy.
Verse 5 in John 15, get out your Bibles, my brothers and sisters. We're empowered by the Spirit at Christ Cathedral. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do
nothing.
Nothing. There you go. Without me you can do nothing. Nada, niente. Whatever language you want to say, you can do nothing, my brothers and sisters. But the joy of the Lord is our strength. We know that from Nehemiah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And that is so important to understand, that it is joy that fills our hearts. And Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. Later in that chapter, verse 11, he said, I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Yes, it's so important to understand that joy comes from love. Joy comes from Jesus. The interesting thing, and we're going on a pilgrimage here in a few weeks, and we are going back to Lourdes. We're going to Medjugorje, a Marian pilgrimage, and contact us at deaconsteve@spiritfulledhearts.org for any interest in pilgrimages, especially the Holy Land, where we're going in spring of 2016. But I'm reminded of our pilgrimage to Lourdes last year, and I'm reminded of the fact that they have these nightly events in which they're the people are wheeled in wheelchairs, and they're holding candles, and they're singing Ave Maria, and they're singing in different languages.
A procession.
And I'm reminded of the fact that of the looks on their faces, that even though many of them were crippled, many of them were wheelchairs, the joy on their face was just beyond comprehension. So it really doesn't matter, Marianne, what's going on. I mean, here you are with a broken elbow, you know, and that's not been a lot of fun. But it's not your circumstances, my brothers and sisters, that determine joy. It's really the amount of Jesus within your heart, within
Absolutely.
Your soul. Amen, amen, amen. Can I hear an amen out there?
Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. It is the amount of Jesus in your heart that determines your joy. I'll say that again. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice, Philippians 4. Why is that? Why can we rejoice always? Why can we rejoice in every circumstance, give thanks? Why can we do that? How can we do that and have joy when we have all this tragedy and all these problems, broken arms, our daughters recovering from cancer? I mean, how can you have joy in those circumstances?
Well, it's taking your focus off of the material world and the things that are happening and really putting your focus on the Lord and putting it on Jesus and saying when you do that, then your strength and you receive that love. It's not about things happening around you, but it's how much God is with you through those things. And so in the darkest of circumstances, you can find joy because you can turn to the Lord and feel His love. And so many times people can't understand that. While you see it sometimes on people's faces where they may be suffering a terrible thing or going through a terrible trial, but at the same time you see this peace and joy on their face, and that's because they're focused on God, not on the trial.
When you focus on how much God loves you, you always have joy. When you focus and take a look again in Romans 8 and look at how much God loves us, for I am convinced in verse 38 that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor present things nor future things nor powers nor height, nor death, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of Christ Jesus. Nothing will separate you, my brothers and sisters, from God's love. Nothing will separate you from His forgiveness. Nothing can separate you from His healing. For Jesus is there for you, and Jesus just showers us with healings and blessings.
One of the things, Steve, that I do when I'm undergoing a trial and it seems very difficult, to remember that nothing will separate me, and think about this time that I'm suffering at this particular moment will pass, but God's love won't pass, and my relationship with God won't pass, and I'll be with Him forever. And so it just takes away that momentary pain to know that this is just a moment, in a short moment in time, compared to the eternity that I have with the Lord.
So you just broke your arm not that long ago, your elbow and the terrible triad. And how did you get joy in the middle of this trial?
I began to see and look for things that were happening around me where God was showing me His love. And it was through people that helped me, and just really focusing on that it takes away the other things aren't as important.
And how about your loving husband?
Well, that too.
And how about the fact that you had a bell and you rang the bell and I jumped, Stephen?
you were doing your husband duties and loving me, you know, for Jesus. But yeah, so I've had so much love poured out through the community, and that's the Lord. People who love the Lord have wanted to help. And so, you know, recognizing that's God showing me His love through people's works and help.
We're on Empowered by the Spirit here at Christ Cathedral. We're talking about being filled with joy each and every day. We'll be right back to talk about 7 different aspects of being filled with joy. Brothers and sisters, this is Deacon Steve Greco with Marianne Greco and Katie Hughes on Empowered by the Spirit, talking about being filled with joy. Joy is not dependent upon circumstances. It is dependent upon relationship, and that relationship is with Jesus. When we're filled with the love of Jesus, we are joyous. When we're filled with the hope of Jesus, we're joyous. When we're filled with all the expectation of faith, knowing the fact that our future is bright, that we believe in Romans 8:28, that all things work for good, for he who loves the Lord is called according to his purpose. When all of that happens, it's impossible for a circumstance to take us away from joy.
Yeah, I think we really have to choose joy. We have a choice in our trials and in our everyday life, and everything we do is like, do we choose just looking at the situation for the moment, or do we choose to be in relationship and choose to receive God's love for us? And when we make that decision, we find the joy.
There's 7 aspects of joy that we're going to be focusing on, my brothers and sisters. We're on Powered by the Spirit, Deacon Steve Greco. Call up your friends who maybe don't feel a lot of joy right now and have them listen in. The first area is that we are children of God and made in the image of God. Katie Hughes, you are a child of Jesus Christ, the Father in heaven. You are a child of God. What does that mean to you? How does that elicit joy in your heart, no matter what's happening around you?
I think it brings joy. It's a sense of belonging and being loved, unconditional love. And to really understand what that is, who loves you with all your faults and everything, and doesn't even look at you for those things, but looks at you for how you've been created by Him, by our Lord. And that brings great joy into a life where, despite what's going on around you, despite the mistakes you made, you have that confidence in God and in that relationship, and it cannot be taken from you.
I would ask unequivocally for everybody to read Romans 8 over and over and over again, to understand that they're led by the Spirit of God, are children of God, in verse 14. All those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. Not to fall back in a spirit of slavery. We have a Father we can say Abba to, that the Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. If we suffer with him, we'll be glorified with him. And that the sufferings of this present time are nothing compared to the glory about to be revealed.
You know, I just get really excited. It gives great joy when I think about who my Abba is. I'm a child of Abba, God the Father, the creator of the universe. I mean, how can you do any better than that? I mean, wow, he's on my side and I'm his kid, and it's just a wonderful feeling.
It is a wonderful feeling knowing Jeremiah 1:5, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I dedicated you. You know, Mother Teresa said, as children of God, we're created to love and to be loved. And that's the old Baltimore Catechism, right? To know him, to love him, and to serve him is really our purpose in life. You know, and it's so important to understand that as children of God, that we're protected. We have a guardian angel. We're protected, that Jesus is there for us. Jesus loves us. He's there as our shield. Read Psalms, right, Marianne? That mm-hmm. He's our shield and our protection. You can just read any part of Scripture, and you start getting really excited about being a child of God. What does that really mean?
The creator of all things is my Abba. You know, I'm his child. It's just awesome. You know, if you just think about that, it's incredible.
2 Thessalonians 3:3, the Lord is faithful. He will strengthen you and guard you from the evil one. And Katie, no matter what's going on, when we focus on Jesus, it's impossible to be depressed.
I agree. When you are going through difficult times, you have that assurance. But it's really, you have to take part in this relationship, and that is focusing on the joy, focusing on the love of God and not on your problem. You know, if you are focusing on an accident, there's a lot of times people will veer into that accident because they have their eyes focused on it. You know, when you're driving down the road, same thing with your spiritual life. If you're going through difficulty, but you have the joy in your heart and your eyes on, your spiritual eyes on God and that assurance, you know that you are protected, you know you are loved, and take joy in that and focus on all the good things that are going on. And there may be situations in your life where you have missed opportunities, you think, and if you look at it like that, rather than, well, there's a better opportunity God is going to bestow upon me, and I need to keep my eyes vigilant and open for those things, the future with God, and not look at the disappointments and the thoughts that you have and plans that you have for yourself. Rather, look at what God has in store for you, and that brings joy, whatever you might be facing.
Whatever circumstances you're in, when you put Jesus at the center of it, when you let Jesus take over your heart and your soul and your mind, and you love him with all your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, you get filled with joy. We're empowered by the Spirit with Katie Hughes, who just spoke, and Marianne Greco, and I'm Deacon Steve Greco. The second point, the first again, is knowing that we're a child of God, made in the image of God. The second point is how much God loves us, that he came to us, died for our sins, and wiped us clean. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that anyone, or everyone rather, who believes in him might not perish but have eternal life. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned. Romans 6:4, we were indeed buried with him through baptism in the death, so that just as Jesus was raised from the dead by the glory of God, we too might live in newness of life. Marianne, no matter what we've done, Jesus died on the cross for our sins and rose from the dead and broke the shackles of slavery of sin and death.
Yes.
Oh, death, where is your sting? I mean, broke the bonds. I mean, if we can't be joyful over that, what can we? I mean, this is incredible news. This is the good news of Jesus Christ.
And if I were the only person on earth, he would have still done it for me.
Amen. And, you know, so my brothers and sisters, do not condemn yourself. Romans 8:1. There's no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Know the fact that God is there with you and for you, and God is loving you every second of the way. He underwent this incredible scourging, this incredible torture. He underwent all of that just so that you may be saved and you may be filled with eternal grace and eternal happiness.
I have this picture that when I get to heaven, all the trials, all the difficult things, all the sadness, when I look into the Lord's face and that, it's just like it all melts away because His love for me is so powerful. So I think, you know, there's that joy of knowing that this trial will melt away. The Lord is so much more powerful, His love.
The third point is that love, that God loves us so much that He gives us all the blessings in heaven. We see Isaiah 43:4, because you are precious in my eyes and glorious, and because I love you. You know, the word for blessings is really something that is all about being filled with God's holiness and special grace. In fact, the definition is the infusion of something with holiness, a spiritual redemption, divine will, or one's hope or approval. It's being filled with these special graces. As Scripture says in John 1:1, we receive grace upon grace upon grace. You know, one of my favorite scriptures is Ephesians 1, that blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessings in the heavens. What does that mean, Katie, to you? That you are blessed with every spiritual blessing. What comes to mind?
To me, it sounds like heaven on earth, to have that idea. It's almost hard to comprehend what that means as well. But I know everything that comes from God is perfect and wonderful. So what great joy you can have in that. And maybe it is hard to imagine those blessings, or maybe it's hard to see the good and the joy that can come into your life when you focus on those things, because it's hard to understand. And maybe that's where, you know, your prayer life comes into it, and ask for that gift of wisdom and the gift of faith to really actualize what those spiritual blessings are, and to have your eyes opened to what God is providing. And I think that might open the door for you to really access that joy that God has for you.
I think for me, you know, thinking that God's sending us blessings is allowing me to live in this world, the earthly world, using His eyes, in a sense, and using His gifts that He has given me, so that I may see things as Christ sees things.
My brothers and sisters, we're empowered by the Spirit. Get out your Bible, turn to Ephesians 1. Read and put your name into it. Who has blessed Steve in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavens? Put your name in it where it says us. As He chose us, put your name in it. As He chose Marianne in Him before the foundation of the world to be holy and without blemish before Him. Katie, you were chosen to be holy and without blemish. Marianne, you were chosen to be holy without blemish. It's so important, my brothers and sisters. Put your name in it. Realize that you are holy. You are holy. You are set apart, is what holiness means. You're set apart by Jesus.
To even see ourselves as Jesus sees us.
Amen. To see ourselves with the eyes of Jesus. We certainly hope you're enjoying this program. It's a collaboration between the Sower Ministry and our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts. We know the Holy Spirit is calling you and anointing you each and every week. Please let us know how we can serve you better. Contact us by email at deaconsteve@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's deaconsteve@spiritfilledhearts.org. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be right back after this short break. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're back with Marianne Greco and Katie Hughes talking about 7 steps to be filled with joy. And, you know, on the break here, I couldn't help singing, "The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength." And, you know, it's just so important that as we praise God, as we think about Jesus and what He's done for us, that we get filled with love and filled with joy. We've talked about some aspects of joy, knowing the fact we're children of God, knowing the fact that He died on the cross and rose again to wipe our sins clean. If that's not joyful, I don't know what is. The other is that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heaven. We're given grace upon grace upon grace. And the fourth point here is that Jesus is our healer. God is our healer. And we can be assured the fact that when we pray, when we basically ask for healing spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, that something good is going to happen. We don't know if we're going to be healed in the same way that we're asking, primarily physical, but we do know that Jesus is going to bless us because we know that Jesus loves us. We know from Isaiah 53:5, He was pierced for our offenses, crushed for our sins. Upon Him was chastisement that made us whole. By His stripes we are healed. Marianne, when we pray for healing, God is there listening.
Absolutely. And that's where my strength comes with my joy, to know that He is there listening and He will answer. He loves me so much that He wants to heal me. It may be different kinds of healing, but to know the healing comes from the Lord in the situation. Sometimes it's things or relationships that you think, oh, this will never be healed. You know, this is impossible, this relationship. And yet I have great joy to know that I can't do it, but God of the universe, He can do all things. And that's where my joy comes, knowing that He can do it.
This is Deacon Steve Greco at Christ Cathedral. We're talking about how much God loves us by healing. And we have a monthly prayer group at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Irvine. Go to the website at St. Elizabeth Ann Seton in Irvine, and you should be able to find in the bulletin when the next prayer meeting will be. Or you can contact me at deaconsteve@spiritfilledhearts.org, and we'll get you that information. But Katie, you have been such an active member and leader of this prayer ministry and healing ministry. How much joy do you feel when you're laying hands on people and praying for God's healing, for starters?
It fills me with joy. One, when you allow Jesus' love to flow through you. So when I have that love of Jesus in my heart, and then to pray over someone with that love, is a joyful time for me, knowing that Jesus is healing them. And having that assurance and believing and taking that faith, not only my faith, but also the faith of the other person who is being prayed over. And then it's even more exciting when maybe the next time you see them or the person you prayed over, or after you see their face and you see that relief and the joy and the change that goes on their face, and they express themselves with that love that they feel. And so it's just you just feel Jesus's presence in that room with all those people praising God with joy in their hearts. You know, it's a changing thing that God does and brings me to another level of joy, I think, when you can be used as that, as a vessel of His love.
And all of us, we see in Mark 16, 17, 18, these signs will accompany those who believe. They will drive out demons, speak new languages, lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. All of us have been called to pray for healing, to lay hands on the sick. All of us have been called for that. Really a neat thing. Every prayer meeting, every event, every prayer service, whatever we do with the Lord is so joyful. I mean, we get filled so much with love and joy. But this one woman was really cute. She came in and she was limping and her ankle was really messed up. And we prayed over her ankle. And at the end of the meeting, she was doing this jig. She was doing this dance, you know, and she was so excited and so joyful, you know, again, over what God has done. And Marianne, we had a good friend of ours who is part of our prayer ministry that, you know, had this very dangerous cancer and serious cancer that has been called incurable. And she probably should have already been passed away, but right now all of her tumors have shrunk. I've never felt anyone any more joy. She gave her testimony about what God is doing in healing her over the last 6 months and how much God is just bringing her closer and closer to Him.
Well, the minute she starts speaking, or even before she speaks, you just see joy pouring forth from this woman. And it is such a blessing. I mean, she, rather than concentrating on the severe cancer that she has, she's surrendered to the Lord, and she's put Jesus over herself, and she's getting this joy from God, and it's just spilling forth. The minute you see her, the minute you hear her talk, it's just incredible. And we all have that available. If I can stop concentrating on my trial or things of this world and turn to the Lord and let that joy flow through me, it's so beautiful.
Our brothers and sisters were empowered by the Spirit, talking about being filled with joy. Joy has nothing to do with circumstances. If you remember nothing else, remember that. Joy has to do with your relationship with Jesus Christ. When you understand how much you're loved, when you understand how Jesus is there every step of the way, when you turn to Him and love Him with all your heart, soul, might, and strength, when that happens, it's impossible, Katie, to feel down.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of the woman you're speaking of. And prior to the prayer meeting we had, she was going through chemo, and she was facing this horrible cancer. But even before there were any positive outcome, on the phone, the way that she spoke was she just drew on her faith. And she was excited about God healing her, but also the fact that was bringing her family closer, bringing her family to the Lord. And she was joyful just about that. She was joyful just knowing all the prayers were out there and this community was around her. And she was joyful in that. She found joy in every moment, and how surprised the doctors are with her attitude. And they kept wondering if she had any side effects, and she was supposed to have these horrible side effects. But I think she was so focused on Jesus that maybe it was going on, but she didn't feel it. She had this immense faith and joy, and definitely pulled her through. You know, it's probably one of the most difficult things she's ever gone through. And she shared that with us. And so her testimony of joy in the Lord through all things, you know, she lived it and she's living it. And I can't wait to see what great things God has in store for her in the future.
Amen.
You know, Steve, it reminds me of my own little journey when I shattered my bones and broke my elbow. And I was in great pain on the way to the emergency hospital. But yet I really got kind of excited and joyful. And now some may think I was a little crazy about it. But, you know, I was excited and joyful because I was really excited and waiting to see how God was going to work in my life, how He was going to display His love through this situation of a very painful time. And it, you know, it just gave me new eyes. So as I'm going through the emergency room and seeing the nurses, I'm seeing God blessing me through the nurses, and I just had great joy. And so I think it is that choice that we choose. You know, what are we going to look at? Where are we going to focus? And it's an exciting life if you choose to do that.
Joy is a choice, because while it's a fruit of thy spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, understanding, Galatians 5:22, is a choice. And the choice is really, I don't choose to be joyful. I choose to be in relationship with Jesus.
Right.
That's the choice. Because Jesus is there knocking on the door, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ask and you shall find. You know.
And I choose to see Jesus in this situation.
Right. And so the bottom line is that as Jesus is there in our hearts is really the degree of joy that we have. And, you know, it's so exciting to be part of the ministry that we all are in, and with Spirit-Filled Hearts, to be part of a healing ministry has been incredibly exciting, to bring the love of Jesus to people, to pray over people, to see them start to cry as they understand how much God loves them and how God is healing them. You know, and it's so important that everyone understand that they're not alone, that Jesus is there with them. And, you know, so many times, it's interesting, at the last prayer meeting again, this woman who was looking for a new place to live, who has been severely depressed, wasn't leaving her home. She starts crying and crying and crying, and felt like she really heard Jesus talking to her as I was praying over her. And that part of how much God loves you happens all the time when you open your heart to God.
Yeah, it's really just about opening your heart to God and letting Him love you and receiving it.
So again, we're on Empowered by the Spirit here at Christ Cathedral. We're talking about the importance of being filled with joy. And throughout Scripture, we see again how much God loves us over and over and over again. We see the fact that God has brought us relationships, that God has brought us the Catholic Church, that God has brought us friends and family, that God has brought us His healing, that God has brought us His sacraments. They died on the cross for us and rose again, that we are children of God. All of those things are so critical to understand, that when we accept that, when we open up our hearts, when we're in relationship with Him, we are filled with joy. We're going to be right back again to talk about the last three elements of being filled with the Holy Spirit and filled with joy. Be right back. It's Deacon Steve Greco. We're back with Marianne Greco and Katie Hughes talking about being filled with joy, that we are children of God, that He died on the cross for our sins, He wiped them clean, He rose again for us, and we may participate in that resurrection by turning our hearts, our souls, our mind to Jesus and having Him fill our hearts, that we are blessed with unlimited spiritual blessings, that we are being healed each and every day when we turn our hearts to Jesus spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And the fifth point here in being filled by Jesus, being filled and healed and being filled with joy, is the fact that He listens to our prayers. And we take a look at Hebrews 4:15. So let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and to find grace for timely help. We see in Matthew 7:7, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. In Matthew 18:19, amen, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything for which they are to pray, it shall be granted to them by my Heavenly Father. You know, when we're persistent before the Lord, we see the widow before the judge. When we're persistent before the Lord, we know that, you know, God loves that. God loves that consistency in prayer. God loves the fact that we're turning to Him as His children.
He likes every little prayer that we bring to Him. He just loves to hear from us. We sometimes think, oh, I won't bother, but it's that relationship again. He loves to hear from us. And there's times when I feel like people around me or in the world aren't listening to me, but I get great joy to know that God is always hearing, you know, and listening, and really hearing what I'm saying. And even if it's something minute, He's there listening.
One of the important things to understand, Katie, is the concept of fervent prayer. What is fervent prayer?
It's a prayer that it's giving it your heart and soul. It's giving your everything to the Lord. And it's powerful. It's a new deepening in your prayer life when you do that. It's giving everything to the Lord and loving Him. And with that fervent prayer, the Lord can heal. The Lord can touch your heart in a new, powerful way, and a deepening of that removal of the veil, that spiritual veil, when you have that fervent prayer from deep within your heart.
God always hears our prayers, but especially when they're coming from the heart. My brothers and sisters, we're empowered by the Spirit from Christ Cathedral. The longest journey in the world is a journey from the head to the heart. When you pray with all of your heart, God will fill you with that peace and fill you with that joy. I had that situation when I was in New Jersey, and we were living there, and I was going through a hard time, and the company I was with, I wasn't real happy with, but I didn't know how to leave it. I was a senior vice president of a Fortune 25 company. It was lots of stock options and restricted stock and all that stuff, and even though I was miserable, I didn't know how to get out of it. And so I had that fervent prayer, and I was driving around the cul-de-sac in circles, and I prayed, Lord, get me out of this mess. And that fervent prayer can give you that joy, that peace at that moment, knowing the fact that God is healing us. And within 2 weeks, I was fired. You might want to watch that prayer, you know what I mean? But seriously, the most important thing is that God will listen to us and heal us and hear the prayers.
For me, the fervent prayer is just like you said, from your heart, but it's really meaning it. When you prayed, God, get me out of here, you meant it. And I think you were willing to take whatever it took to receive that prayer. We have to sort of surrender the answer. The fervent prayer is allowing God to be in charge of the answer of that prayer.
The sixth point in being filled with joy is to understand that God has given us community. The community is our family. Community is friends. Community is the Blessed Mother. Community is angels and saints. We're never alone through the Mass. We have community through sacraments. We have community. Katie, you were brought to us, brought to Spirit-Filled Hearts, and I praise God for that, you know, because it was through community that you came to know us. And how has community made a difference in terms of our prayer community and Spirit-Filled Hearts and just in general, the people, young adults that you work with and different things that you do in community at church?
Well, I think in the quantity of numbers of the people that we have touched, their lives is through this community. It's the communal prayer, whether it's a prayer group or our emails to the whole prayer community. And we ask each other to pray for one another. And God told us to do that, to go out and pray for one another and love one another and to share that joy and his love with one another. And that our community has grown not because of us, but because God has used us in a powerful way, because we have allowed him to take over our lives in the way that he can use us. And we have definitely encouraged one another through the prayer groups, through events, going out and to different parishes where we share the love of Jesus. And so it's amazing how many lives we can touch by going out and serving God's people.
For me, Steve, community is God's arms touching us, reaching us, giving us hugs, serving us when I'm not able to cook. It's the community that's showing me God's love. And so often, Katie mentioned, it's also the community when I may be so down and out that I can't even speak the words of prayer that I need to pray for healing or for whatever. It's the community that comes forth and prays for me in those times. It's you mentioned his holy angels. It's the angels who are released to minister to us and to pray for us and to help us in our battles. So community is really an extension of God's arms into our world.
We see in Acts 4:32, life in the Christian community, the community of believers were of one heart and mind, and no one claimed any of his possessions were his own, but they had everything in common. And with great power, the apostles bore witnesses to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great favor was ascended upon them all. When we have community, we are one in Christ. Mm-hmm. We are one in Christ together. And you certainly have felt that with all the meals and the Mass cards and the cards and so forth. It makes such a big difference knowing that we're not alone.
It's that physical hug. It's like community gives us the physical touch sometimes of God.
And we have unfortunate things that happen that are painful. Katie, I know that, and we've been praying for the repose of the soul of your mother that just recently passed. But the community outreach was incredible.
With the passing of my mom, actually the change of her life into everlasting life with Jesus, with my mother's funeral and everything, we had no idea who would show up. My parents live in Texas, and there's no family there really, and they belong to this wonderful parish, Our Lady of Guadalupe. And what's really interesting is the community is all Hispanic. My parents are basically the only people who are of European descent, and they love that church, and the people love them. And my mom has brought a lot of joy to those people. And one thing that she had started, and it's part of her ministry, and the Lord, you know, I called her to do that, was to tell everyone that Jesus and Mother Mary love them. And it got to the point where the children were going around at the Kiss of Peace and sharing that during Mass. And so my mom brought a lot of joy, and it was because of the joy of Jesus that was in her. Yeah. What was really wonderful was at her funeral Mass, I had some ladies sitting behind me, and at the Kiss of Peace, I told them Jesus and Mother Mary love them. And they told me, oh, we needed to hear that from your mother. They were looking forward to it. To know the great joy that can come from a community at what you would typically think of a sad time was a very joyful occasion. And I know that comes with faith, because I know it can be a very difficult time. But all through it, there's great joy and peace because God was there and we trust Him.
Amen. 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 And, you know, the final point, too, is just that we're never orphans. We have the Holy Spirit with us. So as we look at these points of joy, we are not alone. We are in the image of God. We have community. We've been wiped clean of our sins because of Jesus' death and resurrection. We have these blessings. We're healed constantly. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for filling us with joy. We thank you for listening in. Open up your hearts to receive the joy and love of Jesus. We will see you next week at the same time. God bless you all.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Immaculate Heart Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For more information about Spirit-Filled Hearts, visit our website, spiritfilledhearts.org. That's spiritfilledhearts.org. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We hope you'll tell a friend about our program and ask them to join us next week at this same time. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Immaculate Heart Radio.